Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Adriana Casnate. This is the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board of Directors, June 6, 2016. Michael, can you take the roll call?
Okay. Jim Brown?
Present.
Wesley Bethune? Heard him a second ago. Wesley, are you muted?
Yes, here.
Oh, here. Serene Roberts? No. Janet Coburn?
Present.
This is Michael Lovick, present. Margie Wilson, asterisk, Hughes, absence. Tony Norman? Not on yet. Jan Goodman? Adriana Kasanov?
Here.
So that's five out of a membership of nine. That's a quorum.
Okay. Then do we have any minutes? Did everybody receive the agenda?
Yes.
I received the agenda, but I haven't had a chance to actually go back and redo the minutes of the first meeting, and I think I sent minutes of the second one, but I don't have them with me here.
Okay.
I'm traveling.
Michael, do you want to read the agenda for the stream?
Sure. The call to order set the date for electing permanent chair and secretary, minutes approval, discussion of the ED search process for 20 minutes, the CFO evaluation preliminary discussion for 35 minutes. I take it those will be non-executive session items. More general discussions, and to set a date for regular personnel committee meetings, 5 minutes.
Perfect. Thank you. Do you want to read? We need to read for the stream if we want. Well, the Pacifica National Board of Directors approved the mandate for the Personnel Committee for this year. That was approved June 2nd, 2016. That gives us a mandate and we can start working with this. I don't know if you would want to start with the ED search discussion. Anybody, I can forward to everybody the previous ED search that we have, the description. I don't know if everybody has it, but I can email to everybody that, and we can start
Janet,
the discussion.
Janet, point of order.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we need to approve the agenda. Did we?
I'm sorry. You're right.
I move to approve the agenda.
Is any objections? Are any objections? Okay. The agenda is approved.
So actually, the first item you had on it was to set a date for electing the permanent chair and secretary.
That wasn't the last one that I said.
First. It was the first item.
I'm saying on the agenda that you sent,
the first
item after call to order was setting a date for electing.
You are right. Yes, before minutes approval, you're right. I'm sorry. I don't know if anybody have any idea if we want to go there. It's up to the body. I'm chair pro tem, and Michael, you are a secretary pro tem. I think that we should elect chair and secretary. But
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
So, based on what I can understand, our next meeting is July 18th, or at least that was the meeting, a meeting that this committee scheduled. I mean, one of the issues for this item is that the last item is to set regular personnel committee meetings. But, I mean, we could vote or, you know, do this at the next, on July 18th.
Is any objections to that idea?
It is reasonable for me that would give people notice that we're going to do it, and then we can do it. I mean,
Exactly.
We've had three meetings already, I think.
Okay. Then we are done with that issue. We are going to discussion of an executive director search.
Point of order. Janet.
Yeah.
The next item is minutes approval.
I sent in one set of minutes.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
I can't see it here because I'm only on the phone and on my computer, but you took notes for the first meeting. I never converted those into minutes. I did send minutes of the second meeting right after the meeting. So I don't remember what the date of that was, but there would be one set of minutes if people...
Do anybody have that set of meetings? I don't recall.
I might, but I mean, okay, I move to it. I may Janet Stack.
Yes. Okay.
I move to postpone the minutes approval until July 18th.
Any objections? Hearing none. Go to the next item. Anybody want to be on the agenda? On the floor? Any ideas?
Michael to the stack.
And yes, Janet to the stack.
Okay. Michael?
My understanding was that we could reference the earlier pool according to HR people, but I think we should, renew the search and invite those people to be considered again, as well as seeking, additional applicants.
Johnny?
I agree, and I also want to add that there was an ED search process that was used in 2014/2015 that we should look at. We might, if we're talking about previous pool. We would need an executive session to discuss the names.
Hi, everyone.
Celine? Hello? Who was that?
Sounds like Celine to me.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. I think that is, I will send to the whole committee. I have the criteria that was used before, and I'm just now, I will send the job description that was posted in, I think that was, the idea was, that was in January 2015. If we want to change something, if we think on changing something. Anything else about that? Or we'll come up with all the ideas that we have for the next meeting?
Janet?
Okay, Janet, go ahead.
Yeah, so I think the first step would be to look at the job description and consider either keeping it and asking the PNB to reapprove it or recommending changes and then asking the PNB to approve it.
Anybody else on the issue? Because if not, I would put myself on there.
I'm sorry, did you say you just sent it?
I'm sending it right now. I'm trying to...
I'm driving. I won't be able to.
Okay. What I believe that we don't need to go and revise, I will send it to everybody. that was the last one. Maybe we can look at and decide if it's anything that that need to be changed. Let me know if you receive it. I'm just sending it right now. I want to know if anybody received the email already.
Janet, point of information?
Janet, yeah. Yes, Janet.
All right. Are you suggesting that we look at the job description now and recommend changes, if at all, or just to receive it and then at the next? I mean, I don't think that we can discuss any possible changes if we think there should be today. We don't, looked thoroughly at this.
Okay. What I said, I sent it to everybody to look at, and I said that maybe we can compile all the information that we have in our meeting of, I think that is the 18th. We can see if we want to change anything or not. I mean, that's why I send it to everybody now, because then we will have time to look at and see if we think that anything needs to be changed.
Michael, is that?
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I think that's sensible. I'm unfortunately only on a landline phone and my cell phone, so it's hard for me to read it. I did receive it, but I'd appreciate some time to review it. I think that given the current situation, you probably want to emphasize something about fundraising in the job description. I don't know if it's in there or not. Are there people on this committee who were involved in that previous search?
Yes, Janet, and may I speak?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Janet.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it looks like what you said was from 2012 or 2013, yeah. And there was a job description that the PNB approved in 2014. So I will post that. Send that one.
Yes.
That's the most current.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, the one that I have, I wasn't in the personnel committee, and the one that I have is for January 15, 2013. And we know, I think, Celine, you were in the personnel committee too, right?
I'm not sure if I was on in 2013.
Michael Lusak, I hadn't quite finished when I asked that question.
Go ahead, Michael.
My other question is whether we should schedule an executive session for the next meeting as well, if we do want to talk about the previous pool at all, or... I want to wait on that.
I think that's... never mind.
Okay. Anybody else?
Janet?
Okay, Janet.
Actually, I have a question for Michael on that. So, are you talking about discussing the job description in the executive session?
Cause no.
I don't think that...
I think the job description
is cool.
I was asking if, in addition to discussing the job description, we wanted to discuss the previous pool.
Right. And I agree, then, if we do, that we should schedule an executive session on the 18th as well.
That would be separate from the public session discussion of the description.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody disagree? Okay, I think that we can schedule following I will ask Otis to allow the committee members to check, to open the documents that we have from 2014, then we have the option to look at the pool, and probably.
I'm sorry. This is Serene.
Yeah.
Why would we be looking at the 2014 poll?
Because I don't know if it was 2014, I know, or it was 2015, I don't remember. I wasn't part of the personal committee. What I'm saying is, when the previous ED was selected, we have a big pool of candidates. And I think that will be valuable if the actual, the now, this person in committee have the option to go there and review whatever was there.
I don't understand the rationale for that. I'm sorry. Why, are we posting an ad? Are we discussing? I was late getting on the call, but when I got on the call, we were talking about job description. So are we posting the position?
I think that are two different things. We said that in the next meeting, Janet will, I just sent to everybody the job description that was for 2013, and I believe that Janet had the one that was posted for the last search. That will be part of the open session, the discussion, if we think that anything will need to be changed or combined or whatever we decide in the next meeting. But if we schedule an executive session, will be to talk about the pool of candidates, the previous pool of candidates. That's why I believe that will be important that the committee members will have the option to look at those files.
But my question is, are we in fact going back to the old pool, or are we placing a new ad?
No,
Janet, may I respond?
I'm asking the chair.
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, I think we can do both. Look at the old pool and, or not can, but should, do a new search as well.
Okay, I believe that, and we decide that, and we talk about that in the last meeting too. I believe that will be helpful if we can really check what previously have. Obviously, will be a new decision, because we are talking even that maybe we will change or we will modify the executive director job description. But I think that will be helpful if all the people that belong to this committee have the option to check the old pool.
I'm sorry, I need to get off the line for a minute. I'll get back on. Thanks.
Okay. Anybody else on this issue? Okay. Then.
Jim.
Yes. Jim, go ahead.
Janet, were you going to send another version of the job description that you say might be later?
Chair, may I respond?
Yes, please.
Yes, and I'm almost ready to email it out. One that was approved on August 1st, 2014.
Okay.
Approved by the PNB.
And Michael, to the sec.
Go ahead, Michael.
So, but in any case, we're going to review the earlier one and that more recent one, and then see if there are any changes that we want to propose at our next meeting. Is that correct?
Yes. That would be in the open session.
So
of the...
If we want to make any changes, that would go back to the PNB for approval. And,
exactly.
And then we would do a search based on the new description.
Exactly. That will be for the open session of Personnel Committee June 18. Okay. anybody, do the committee agree that we need to look at the personal file and we'll ask Otis to authorize the committee members to check the personal file from 2014 and 2015?
Okay. Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
Yeah, so first of all, I just sent the 2014 job description, and then second, so it's one thing, so there were the resumes and then there were the interviews, so it would be the interviews, I think, that you're referring to, Adriana, for Otis to...
I'm referring to both.
Okay.
The access to the file of the personnel committee. Okay, anybody else on this issue? That will then put in how long will be the executive session after the open session for for June 18?
Half an hour.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Can we, do anybody want any, discuss anything else about the executive director job description issue? Or we can go to the next item.
Michael Zillerstack, so just to review, we're saying we're going to look at the two previous job descriptions, review those, and see if we want to add anything to it. That would all be in a public session. If we want to make any changes, that would be forwarded to the PNB. And then in an executive session sometime after that, we would look at the previous pool just to get a better understanding of who did apply, who was considered. But we would still be advertising the position once the PNB approves the job description, if we think there should be any changes in it. And I guess we would invite some of those people from the pool, perhaps, to...
Well, we can discuss that.
Okay.
In June 18, when we are in executive session. We have the option to discuss that.
Okay. All right.
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
Yeah, I'm sure you meant July 18th. But another thing I don't know whether this committee should look into, but it has to do with, I understand that an ED position was budgeted, and so what is the actual financial situation behind, you know, a budget is one thing, so we need to kind of start thinking about that as well.
Well, I think that that would be all discussion that will be for later, but and the PMB will make decisions on that issue, but I think that our job is to start the search for an executive director. That is our mandate. We can talk, obviously, about all the variables, but... Okay. Anything else on the executive director search? Okay. We can start with the NADS. Next item is the CFO evaluation. Anybody on that issue?
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
Right, so the last time that there was a CFO evaluation, I think, was in 2013. We need to look, come up with a process, and I guess we should look at that, and basically a process. We need to come up with a process.
Okay. Do you have Is anybody in this committee that have the information from 2013?
This is Serene rejoining them.
Well, all right, Serene, do you want to talk about this issue?
I don't know what the issue is. I'm just letting you know
that
I'm
back
on the call.
Thank you. What we are trying to do, Serene, what we are trying to do is to find out the last evaluation of the CFO was done in 2013, and I'm trying to find out which members of today's personal committee were members of the PMB in 2013 to see if we have any information about that. Janet? Okay, Janet, go ahead.
Yeah, it's not only members of the PMB, but also members of the personnel committee, because I was on the audit committee in 2013, and I received, something had been sent to me about me, not just me, you know, the audit committee, to provide my input. So anyway, what was the actual process from the person that the personnel committee put together and actually did?
Okay.
I don't know.
Serene, do you recall anything?
I was not on personnel in 2013, but I don't think anybody who's on this present committee was on personnel then. But I would look beyond just the 2013. Sorry, let me get a speaker.
But I would look beyond the 2013 and also consider the CFO evaluation process that was used the prior time, which I think might have been in 2012. And, you know, I can certainly, like, try to round up some of the people who are on those committees and see what they have. But and just a point that I would like to go back to the earlier discussion, when there's an opportunity in this meeting.
Okay.
About the ED position.
Okay. Anybody else on the issue of the CFO?
I think it would be, may I? I think it would be useful to get the job description under which the current CFO was hired, as well as the previous evaluation processes. And I know that I've been on a number of evaluation committees at the local board level in which we did some kind of survey instrument of the people who would have had dealings with the person we were evaluating. And I think that would be useful to have a brief survey. In the case of the CFO, I guess that would be certainly members of the Audit Committee, the Finance Committee, and the business managers and general managers of the various stations, and other National Office Financial personnel.
Janet?
Okay, go ahead, Janet.
So I have the approved CFO job description from 2015. I will send it out to everyone.
Adriana?
Yes, Serene.
So I think in 2011 and 2012, Nia Bediako was chair of PNB Personnel Committee. Or at least in 2011, she was chair of the PNB Personnel Committee. And they did conduct evaluations in that year. Or they began a process in that year, I think, that culminated in, might have actually ended around the end of 2011, beginning of 2012, something like that. So I can certainly ask, you know, all the funny things happen with her computer when she does specific work. I can certainly ask her what she has, and I think Lydia was on the personnel committee too for at least one of those 2 years. So,
Okay. Yeah, I think that the last evaluation that I remember that was done to the CFO was in 2013, because I was...
Right, but we're not restricted to looking at the last one.
No.
Look for the best one, which by my estimation was probably not the last one, but anyway.
Well, I believe that will be really important if all the members that have some information about the issue, we will ask the interim executive director about that too. And I think that we can come up with all that. What I'm asking is if the committee feels, the members feel that if we mail each other with all this information, maybe we will use the next meeting, we will have an idea about what we want and what we think that need to be changed or not.
I have a proposal.
Okay, go ahead.
Which I'll make into a motion maybe down the road. But anyway, I'll make into a motion now. I move that, I want to informally discuss and then I'll make my motion. I think that we should try to get our hands on these documents and review them and meet again in a couple of weeks rather than waiting a month. Today's the 13th. So if we met, and I don't have my calendar in front of me, so I actually can't choose a date, but I would authorize, my motion would be to ask the chair to conduct a poll of the committee with an aim to having a meeting in approximately 2 weeks before the PNB meets, so that when the PNB does meet at its next regular meeting, we can have something to offer them by way of, you know, specific process and so on and so forth. Because I don't think we can make those decisions tonight, obviously, on the call. We're going to go track down stuff.
Obviously, but I think that we have a schedule June 18th for the personal
June 18th?
July.
Yes. Today's the 13th.
July.
July? Oh, my God. Yeah, no, it's too far.
July 18th.
Oh, my.
Right. I'm proposing a meeting in about 2 weeks before and before the CNB's first Thursday meeting.
Let me try to check. Anybody have the calendar in front of them?
Yes, Janet. We have July 4th, which is a Monday. I mean, it's just 2 weeks from tonight is
the
audit committee meeting. That's the 27th.
Sorry.
The 27th is the audit committee meeting.
Excuse me, please
do not interrupt me. I had the floor. So
it's not responsive to the motion.
Excuse me.
Janet, finish your thought.
Yes, so the 2 weeks from tonight, the calendar shows that there's an audit committee meeting, and by the way, which I'm on that committee, and then the next Monday is July 4th, and the next one is July 11th, a week before, where there's a WPFW Finance Committee meeting.
Okay, so
we're going to stick to Monday.
Okay. Excuse me? Is there a law that says the committee can only meet on Monday now? I'm suggesting, my motion said that the chair would poll the committee to find another meeting date in about 2 weeks so that we will have something ready for the PNB when it meets on July, whatever date that is in July, that first July that is not part of that. The holiday. What is that? The 8th, maybe? I don't know. I'm driving. I can't look. But it has to be done before then. So I don't know why we're discussing the 4th or the 11th or where this rule came from that we can only meet on Monday.
Janet? I can see in front of me that we have Tuesday the 28th, June 28th, that is open in the calendar.
Right. I'm not asking that it be chosen tonight.
Well, if we I'm sorry, Serena. I understand what you are saying, but the next PMB meeting is July 7th. Then the options are really not that many. And if we wait a little bit, we have today almost all the members, and we can have a tentative date now, because if we leave it open, the only open in June is June 28th or June 30th, or on the Fridays. But if we leave it open, and, you know, normally it's not, I don't receive answers. When I conduct a poll, people don't take their time. What I'm asking is any problem that we use the 28th or the 30th, or and we can decide it now.
Janet?
Michael, do a sec.
Okay, Michael, that I didn't hear you.
Did you hear
well,
me?
Well, if the motion...
Go ahead, Michael.
If the motion is to conduct a poll, it makes sense to have a couple of dates proposed in the poll, because usually when you have a poll, you suggest some dates and people respond to whether they can make it on those dates. So if the two open dates are the 28th and the 30th, that makes sense to be what we put in the poll.
We have the 28th and the 30th in June.
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
Answer. So, well, first of all, there's no rule about Monday. It was just that we have been meeting on Monday. And second, those two dates in June, but then there's also July 6th, Wednesday, July 6th, that's open. That's another possibility.
Okay, Shereen?
Okay. So, I would modify my own motion. Instead of making it 2 weeks, we should say 1 or 2 weeks. And I don't know who else is on the call. I've only heard our four voices. Who's on the call?
I'm here.
Hey.
Jim Brown, Wesley Bethune, Celine Roberts, Michael Novick, Janet Coburn, Celine Roberts, and Adriana Casney.
Okay. So... my proposal remains a poll. I will amend myself to say 1 to 2 weeks, roughly 1 to 2 weeks, which gives us more flexibility. I'm driving, just personally speaking, I could not possibly vouch choose a date right now. I don't know what my availability really is. I would like it to either, if it's in a week, that, you know, possible. We certainly would have had time to read the documents, assuming we're going to rustle them up in the next couple of days. But I would not, I would want to avoid having a meeting. So I'd like to leave it with some flexibility and include everyone who's on the committee, not just the people who are on the call. So I'm, again, asking that we not simply choose a date right now, but that we conduct that poll. I'd be happy to send the poll out myself if necessary. We can do it in the poll.
I don't have any problem with send the poll, Serene. The problem is...
I'm sorry?
Yeah. I don't have any problem with send a poll. What my problem is, in order to, we need to put a time and couldn't be more than a week once, because if not, we will not have the option to put the 28th. I mean, I need to have the answer by the 20th. Okay, then we will post whatever
it doesn't have to be a 1 week poll. It can be a 2 or 3 day poll with people getting, you know, both a poll and an email saying, look for the poll.
Yes. Janet, may I get on the stack?
Yes, Janet.
Okay, so I agree that there should be a deadline, and the 20th, for responding to the poll. But two other things. One is that this committee in the past met on Fridays, and we haven't even considered that. But I would like us, those present on this at this meeting, to give their availability for at least the 28th, the 30th, and the 6th.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Sidney.
I got to tell you, I'm so sick of this dance at these meetings.
I'm sorry.
I don't know how many. We have a committee of, what, 10 or something?
Nine.
There are six. Nine. How many of us are on the call? Six? If people want to get their availability, that's great. And if people don't, that's great. I mean, we can do it. People can do a poll. Why are we wasting committee time arguing about which days we're going to ask people to be available? That's what polls are for. It's not like we're polling 24 people. It's not that deep. Chair, every time if I say A, somebody wants to go with B. All the time. I mean, it's like stuff we argue about. It's like so foolish.
Okay.
A waste of time.
I'm sorry.
This is Jim.
Yes. Let me finish with something, Jim. I will put you in the stack next. I will send a poll to all the committee members, and I will give the options, and we don't need to discuss this in an open meeting like we are doing and wasting our time. I agree totally. I will send that. If anybody disagrees or not, let me know. I will conduct a poll, and we will have the results, and we will set our next meeting that will be before the next PMB meeting. Anybody disagree with that?
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet. I'm sorry, but Jim was before. Jim?
That's exactly what I was going to say, is that we don't need to get into a long discussion about it now, because right now I can't commit to a specific date until I have time to look at the rest of my schedule tomorrow. So it would be great if we got your poll, you know, within in our boxes or in our possession by tomorrow or something, and we can make a decision. That'd be for the whole committee should have it.
Exactly. Janet?
Well, I just, that's fine with me. It's just that, can we add Fridays, the Fridays between now and July 7th?
I will offer to the committee all the available dates. And people can vote whatever they prefer. Okay, Michael. Okay.
So I think if we conduct the poll, we should propose, as you say, the available dates. I think that if we set a deadline for people to respond to the poll, the first available date should be, a week after that, so that we give proper notice for whatever the meeting is that we're going to hold.
That's why if nobody disagrees with this, I will give to the 16th. For everybody to answer, the deadline will be the 16th. Then we will have all the options in our hands, and people can decide.
Okay.
I think that we discuss. I'm sorry, but unless that we have any more to discuss, we can't keep this discussion even by emails. Okay. And anybody else on this issue? Okay. Then, what is the next, what we need to keep discussing in this agenda?
Serene says she wants to go back to the question.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to go back to the previous discussion about the pool versus the ad. And I'm aware that we're in open session. I really don't see any reason for us to revisit a pool that is at this point, a year and a half at least old, I think maybe more than that, but certainly about a year and a half. That's one. Two, if we're seriously looking at changing the job description, and I think the conditions within the foundation warrant a significant change in the job description, I do not know that any of the parties who applied previously would meet what I expect will be a new and significantly different requirement. But if they are interested in applying, you know, I'm sure anybody who's had any contact with Pacifica continues to monitor it because it's that kind of thing, they will see the ad and reapply. I really don't see a need to revisit the pool. So my motion would be for us to,
we'll look at the job descriptions whenever we meet within the next, 10 to 20 days or whatever the case is. We come up with a job description, we take it to the PNB, that is approved, that ad is posted, and we'll see what we get.
Anybody else on this issue?
Michael Zulisek.
Go ahead, Michael.
My understanding is what we said we would do is review the two previous sets of job descriptions and consider whether we needed to make some changes and have that discussion. In addition, we said we thought it would be beneficial to see who had been in that previous pool and discuss in an executive session who they were and possibly invite some of them or all of them to respond. I don't think anybody's saying we would recruit directly from that pool. We're still saying we would. What we said was if there was any changes in the job description, we would forward that to the PMB for approval. Once that's approved, we would advertise the position based on that new job description. The information about who was in the pool was just added information that many of us don't have and wanted, felt like it would be beneficial to have.
Thank you, Mark. Okay. Jim, go ahead.
I think that, Michael, it's a good idea, but I think we get in trouble if we want to notify any of those folks who were on the search before, because it might send a signal that we're offering them, that we may be giving them a preference, and I don't think we want to do that. So I think we may be in a good position to just go ahead and advertise once we get the approval and see who applies.
Okay, let me put myself on the stack. We never said that we would do that. We never said that we will communicate with the old pool. The only thing that we already said was that we will check the job descriptions, revise them, and the only thing that I said, I will ask for the members of this committee to have the option to go and see the documents that were produced before, that the personnel committee had from before. Nobody said that we will do anything else about it. We obviously are talking about maybe revising the job description. Nobody's saying that we will go there. It was nothing like that. The only thing that I propose is to allow every member of this 2016 personnel committee to have the option to see what was at that time, what was the search, what was the search process that was before, because we don't need to reinvent the wheel every time. We were talking about the process for the search.
Then I stand corrected. I thought I heard that we were thinking about contacting some of the old people.
That is what Michael said, Jim. You're not mistaken.
I agree. Michael said something like that, but this is not what the committee said. That was Michael mentioned that. Yes, I agree with you, but wasn't at all what this committee discussed before we passed to the CFO evaluation situation.
Okay.
That's what we agreed to. No. Anybody else?
But we did say we wanted to see who was in the pool. I'm not mistaken about that.
Michael, let me say it again. Maybe I wasn't clear. I said I will ask for the members of this committee the option to go and look at the documents from previous personnel committee search. Then we will see the pool. We will send everything that was done before, to give that option to the members of the personnel committee, now this personnel committee. she has made to everybody available those documents. Okay, anybody else?
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, I just wanted to say that what you just said is what I understood.
Okay, anybody else have any other ideas? Any suggestions?
I'm sorry, Michael, is that the last thing on your agenda was to set the regular meeting, because we just set a special meeting, but...
I think that we can make the decision, or we can do exactly the same and poll at the same time the committee members and see what is best for us or for most of the members, because we need to schedule our meetings, because we have a really, the motion that the PMB, the mandate for this committee that the PMB approved June 2nd is so vast that we need to, a lot of work to do. And
okay, so
I
in that case, I'll move that the poll be for two things. One is an immediate meeting to move ahead with the, that was for the CFO, right? That original proposal for the poll, and that we also poll the members on a regular meeting date.
Perfect.
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
So kind of to piggyback on what Michael just said, meeting dates which would involve day of the week and which week. So, for example, you know, what would be the best weekdays for our meetings, our regular meetings, and then which week in the month. So those two variables.
Yeah, I think that will be open to all the members to make that decision, and we will poll the whole personnel committee membership. Anybody else? Do we have any other issue that we think that we didn't went through? I have some questions about the mandate that we received, and I hope that members have will receive part of the mandate was talking about the personal handbook and make evaluations, make a process for evaluating GMs and PDs. I want to know if everybody think that we will have, if anybody has information about that, then we can share by email with the whole committee.
I'm currently on a GM evaluation committee at KPFK. I could forward, you know, some of the previous ones and what we came up with currently if people are interested in that.
And we just completed in New York an evaluation of the GM itself and the process, et cetera.
And Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
Yeah, and ditto for KPFA.
Yeah, KPFT is in the same situation. We evaluated the general manager last year. We have the process that we use, and we are obviously in the same situation now, but it would be a good thing if we can put all of that together and work and see if we come up with something that will be for everybody.
That will be great.
Michael, do the stack.
Okay, Michael, go ahead.
Does any station have recent experience evaluating the PD?
We are in the process right now. KPFP is in the process of doing that.
There's some of that too. Thank you.
Okay, Wesley.
Unfortunately, we can't have an executive session with the program director, as he is not cooperating at all. So he wants us to talk to him in private. So just saying, thank you.
Okay, so I would just suggest that people send any evaluations they have, whether it's of management or if they have a copy of, you know, what managers have been using to evaluate the staff. I would suggest that those be shared. We really need to get a feel for what's happening by way of evaluations around the network. I mean, although the board is not directly involved, obviously, in the evaluation of bargaining unit people, it would be good to understand how that process has been working around the network.
Yes, I'm sorry, Janet, I will give you the floor in a minute, but yes, because the, as you say, Celine, the mandate that the PMB gave us said about proposed standardized processes for evaluating GMs and PDs. And in order to do that, we need to know what we have, because we are in the same situation with the job descriptions, right? We need to make a process that is standardized through all the network. Okay, go ahead, Janet.
Okay, I just want to clarify something. I can wait till Janet's done.
Okay, Janet?
Yeah, so what I have for KPFA is there's not an explicit process spelled out without data attached to it. So, for example, let's say the staff was polled, but that was the information that I have that I would be able to forward has the results. It doesn't have names of people, but it just has the results. So is that okay to send that, or would it have to be without any data?
Well, what I believe that we need to be really careful, because we cannot send something that is totally confidential, probably. I mean, we need to be sure that nothing confidential is being revealed, right?
Yes, Michael Lewis.
This is
Serena asked me before. Okay.
So, just to clarify, what I'm suggesting is not only should we be reviewing and working to standardize evaluations for management, but I would also be interested in seeing the documents that managers are using to evaluate the staff.
Yeah.
I mean, you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. And on the point of sending data along with the whatever instrument was used, it's hard for me to understand why it wouldn't be possible to strip off the actual responses and just show what the questions, for example, were. But, you know, I mean, we are all directors on this committee, and there's nothing that we should not be able to see. But for, I think that, you know, staff, including management, is entitled to a degree of privacy, and I don't think everything needs to be shot, you know, all over the network. Someone surely must have a blank, you know, a blank form, you know, that just contains the questions or the issues or whatever was presented to the staff in order to generate the data. We don't necessarily need to see the data.
Janet?
Michael.
Michael first.
Yeah, I think we're asking to see the criteria that are being used and the instruments that are being used. I don't think it's pertinent to necessarily to see what the evaluation is or what the responses to those criteria instruments are. I think we're trying to see if we can standardize, the criteria, the instruments, and the method that's being used to evaluate the GMs and the PDs. On Serene's question, I think that it applies only to the extent that in evaluating management, we want to make sure that they are fairly evaluating and accurately evaluating the staff. I think we've already taken on a very, very large task with the rest of what we're doing in this committee, and I don't want to begin to say we're going to standardize the evaluation of all staff, because there are too many different staff positions and too many different staff situations at each individual station for us to begin to try to standardize it. So as far as, incorporating in the evaluation criteria of the managers we do evaluate, in general, the question of how they evaluate and manage the staff obviously is an important question, but that's as far as I want to go with it.
Okay. Janet? Yeah. So first, I agree with Serene about it would be good to know how GMs evaluate their staff, but I also agree with Michael that actually that was not really part of the work that this committee would be doing, and maybe we can include that at some point. Or in some way. So that's one thing. The other thing is that Margie, who is on this committee, was part of the task force or the committee that set up the evaluation for the KPFA GM. So she would be somebody who would have the outline or the process. So I don't have time to just strip off whatever, I can understand that, but I just don't have time to do that. So I'm requesting that the, Adriana, would you communicate with Margie and request that she supply the KPFA process.
Okay, we will communicate to each other and we can find out, and somebody said, in, I think that you were talking about, we need to know how the general managers evaluate personnel, and first of all, I agree obviously with you, and it's part, at least was at KPFT, is part of the job description of the general manager, not only in KPFT. I see the job description for all the general managers, and that is part of their obligations. And we went through that in our evaluation of the general manager, and I think that is part of the evaluation of the general manager, how and if they do evaluate the person and how they do it. It would be interesting to know how this is being, done through all the different stations. But we can send to each other all the information that we have in this issue, and maybe we can come up with some standardized process. Okay, anybody else on this issue? So I think that we are done with our agenda.
Jim here.
Go ahead, Jim.
Who's going to pull all of this together and get it to those of us who were not on the committee last year?
I will try to do that.
Okay.
And I will communicate with all of you by email, and we see where we stand.
Cool.
Thank you.
Are we adjourned?
Anything else the committee want to talk? If not,
adios.
Right.
Janet, I move to adjourn.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Objections. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.